On the KSRO live line with us is Rebecca Lieb from, and she's here to talk about Cambridge Analytica. Rebecca, welcome. Good morning.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to all understand this story, which affects apparently 50 million Facebook users who had their information collected and then used to help Trump's presidential campaign. Is there any legal recourse in this situation?
It's interesting to see if there is going to be a legal recourse. Was this a breach? Was it a break-in? Was it an ethical violation? I think the jury is still out on that for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because Cambridge Analytica is a British company where data protection laws are much, much tighter than they are in the United States.
Uh-huh.
But of course, the breach happened with Facebook, which is a United States-based company. So I think all of the legalities have not quite clearly emerged in this international incident.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what happened here. Tell me if I got this right. A developer went in and legally got access to users' information. Then that developer went in, shared it with Cambridge Analytica. That's the Trump part. Is that what happened? So nothing illegal actually went on.
It's quite possible nothing illegal went on, but this is something wildly unethical, not only for those 50 million users who had their information compromised and used against their will, and Facebook information used against their will, but also it's unethical because of the compromise that went on with the democratic system. So this is very, very worrying on a number of fronts, not just user privacy, but the foundations of our democracy.
Yeah, so it's sort of this, it's underneath this big umbrella. In this kind of a data breach, normally we're talking about, you know, actual harm to the individuals who were hacked because of credit card or whatever information being leaked. But this is a huge, almost moral umbrella with regard to the election in 2016. Rebecca, are you surprised that there's been no word so far from Mark Zuckerberg?
I am very surprised that there's been no word from Mark Zuckerberg or Sheryl Sandberg or any of Facebook's top leadership. This is something that I would imagine the company is going to rectify, but with every passing hour and day, the time lapse of an official recognition, apology, some sort of addressing how this will be avoided in the future is really becoming conspicuous.
You know, I literally went to look at my mail yesterday, and I still get so much junk mail. It's ridiculous. I can't believe they haven't fixed that. But yet, is this wild, wild west of ad marketing going to sort of get the noose tightened because Facebook dropped the ball and all the digital ad companies are now going to pay for it because Facebook messed it up and the government's going to regulate things a little tighter?
It's an arms race in terms of these kinds of breaches. Information comes out when you talk about email, when you talk about spam. That's a battle we've been fighting since the beginning of the millennium, and we still haven't rectified that. As new technologies come along, new formats, new ways of collecting data, this is happening more quickly than legislation can deal with it. It is a bit of a wild west out there, and as soon as somebody catches up, something else happens. We expect this to settle down eventually, but not as the internet and digital advertising are emerging media, and everything here is emerging.
And Rebecca, with one-third of the world's population using Facebook, will hashtag delete Facebook really gain ground?
I don't think that hashtag delete Facebook will really gain ground. Facebook has got, as you point out correctly, the little black books of a third of the world's population, making Facebook the biggest media that has ever existed in world history. No print publication, no TV station, no radio station can approach Facebook's reach and Facebook's mass. So I don't see a mass exodus from Facebook anytime soon, but I do see some tightening up both within Facebook and the legislative infrastructure that is going to govern data collection and data sharing outside of the corporation.
Well, as they say, this story has legs. Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate that.
I appreciate being here. Thank you.
All right. That's Rebecca Lieb, a media industry analyst at Kaleido Insights.